I'm Dan Clefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois officials say COVID-19 cases appear to be trending down, but now is not the time to ease up on safety precautions. The expected post-Thanksgiving surge hasn't arrived, but health experts warn families should not take that as a free pass to hold large holiday get-togethers. State Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike is making a special appeal to young adults who are not worried about getting sick.
For nearly 2 months, we have seen that the highest number of cases have been in the age group 20 to 29. And while these younger people are much less likely to suffer severe illness, we still see that those younger individuals can expose our older family, our older friends, who could suffer much more severe illness.
Dr. Ezike notes the number of daily COVID cases stayed under 10,000 for a week now, but patient deaths have been increasing in recent days. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker outlined $700 million in state budget cuts this week, with plans to negotiate more than $1 billion of additional cuts in the coming months. But some Democrats are pushing back. Hannah Meisel has more.
A group of progressive Democrats instead wants the state to look at rolling back corporate tax breaks, but the business community views those tax incentives as opportunities for growth, and the Illinois Chamber of Commerce derided the Democrats' ideas as too vague to work. Meanwhile, embattled House Speaker Mike Madigan, whose own speakership is in question come January as a federal probe draws nearer, was mildly critical of the governor's budget ideas this week. Pritzker wrote it off as engagement, taking the opportunity to once again slam Republicans for defeating his graduated income tax proposal at the polls last month.
I'm glad that members of the legislature are engaging. They seem all to be on the Democratic side. The Republicans have been mute entirely. Turns out they have no plan of their own.
The state's current year budget is nearly $4 billion out of balance. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The Illinois unemployment rate fell half a percentage point to 6.9%. The state's rate last month was slightly higher than the national one reported for November. The industry sectors reporting the biggest payroll declines were leisure and hospitality, manufacturing, and educational and health services. In May, Governor Pritzker launched Get Hired Illinois, a website to help connect job seekers with employers. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. A man from Freeburg was found dead at Kincaid Lake on Wednesday. Jackson County Sheriff's deputies were called around 5 p.m. to do a welfare check after the family of 36-year-old Benjamin Sigmund said he was fishing at the lake but hadn't returned home. Investigators say Sigmund wasn't answering his phone, so they headed to the lake where they found his truck and boat trailer. After a search of the lake, authorities found an empty boat. Just before midnight, Sigmund's body was recovered from the water. Authorities don't suspect foul play in Sigmund's death, but they said they're still investigating what might have happened. Health providers all over the region are rolling up their sleeves for the first dose of COVID-19 vaccine. WSIU's Jennifer Fuller reports.
Glenda Mills is a registered nurse with Southern Illinois Healthcare. She was one of the first in the organization to get a shot. After months of caring for patients on the COVID ward, she says it's a relief to know she's developing some protection from the virus, but she remains frustrated with people who don't want to follow CDC guidelines.
I've literally watched mothers, fathers, sons all die, and I don't understand why people want to so stubbornly cling to this idea that healthcare is some kind of boogeyman out there to get them. We didn't do this. We're fighting this. It came to us.
Hospitals remain at critical levels as COVID cases surge across the nation. It'll likely take months before the vaccine is available to the general public, meaning distancing, hand washing, and face masks will remain the norm well into 2021. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
You can find more details about COVID-19 numbers and coverage on our website, wsiunews.org.